Melbourne Accessible Movie fans will be pleased to hear there are a number of events coming up that will showcase audio-described and captioned movies. To tell us about the events, Media Access Australia's cinema and DVD project manager Ali Woodford is with us today. Hello, Ali.
Hi, Roberta. Hi, everyone.
I believe there are three events to talk about today, so what's the first one?
Well, the first one is an open audio-described screening of the PG-rated animated movie Ice Age 4, Continental Drift, and it's going to play at Village Cinema's Jam Factory on Thursday, 26 July, from 4pm to 7pm. The event, it's a partnership between the cinema and Blind Citizens Australia to promote accessible movies to blind and vision-impaired movie fans.
So, when you say open audio described, what does that mean exactly?
Well, usually with audio described movies in a cinema, anyone wishing to listen to the description requires a receiver and earphones, and this is what's known as a closed system. But an open system means that the audio description is piped through the cinema's main speakers so that everyone in the audience will hear it. So it's a little different to the standard cinematic way with audio description, you know, a bit of a gimmick to simply promote the service.
Is there a cost to attend and do people need to RSVP?
Yeah, the cost is $12 full price or $8 concession, and please call BCA Blind Citizens Australia on 03-9654-1400 to RSVP.
Now, what's the second event for accessible cinema in Melbourne that's coming up?
Well, it's just 5 days later on Tuesday the 31st of July. Reading Cinemas in Dandenong is hosting the Dandenong Low Vision Group and Friends to an open audio-described screening of the movie Water for Elephants, which is a movie from 2011.
And
it's the second screening that they've had at Dandenong. They screened Red Dog with open description earlier this year. And it's just simply arranged between the local cinema manager and the group.
Well, that's good that local cinema managers are doing that, isn't it?
It is. It's not come from a national head office. It's just a local thing.
And again, is there a cost for this and RSVP needed?
The cost is just $5 for all tickets, but no RSVP. And I should say the movie commences at 11 a.m, so it's a daytime movie, Tuesday the 31st of July.
Excellent. Now, lastly, what's the third event we've got coming up?
Now, this one's both for audio description and captioning, and it's the biannual Other Film Festival, which showcases movies by, with and for people with disabilities. This year's event is going to take place at North Melbourne Town Hall from the 19th to the 23rd of September. So we've got plenty of notice for that one.
I've been to those, Ali, and some of those movies are fantastic.
They are. It's not just Australian movies. They pull movies from all over the world, short movies and feature films as well. So it's a great festival.
And where can people get more information about that? Because it's not long in coming up, is it?
No. You can find out more information at the website artsaccess.com.au.
Well, that's easy, artsaccess.com.au. So being a film festival, besides movies, what other activities will it have on offer?
They have a Q&A sessions with guest directors that come in. They'll also have some forums and presentations and workshops on a range of things for people that are interested in accessible movies.
Ali, we've got a minute left. Have you got any idea of what new DVDs are available?
Funnily you should ask that, because I'm off to the DVD store this afternoon to go in and see what's available. So it has been 2 months since I've been there.
I was thinking that, yeah. So it is something that we will look forward to hearing from you. I'm just amazed at how many. And I was interested to hear about you saying Red Dog.
Yep, Red Dog has been audio described and captioned for the DVD release as well.
I remember we talked about this a little while ago, and I thought that would be perfect for audio description.
Such a great movie, yeah. And, you know, set in the Pilbara of Western Australia, it's beautiful scenery, so it's ripe for description.
Well, Melbourne movie fans will have a lot to talk about over the coming weeks with these three accessible cinema events on the calendar. And the first one, of course, is LA.
Oh, it is. Looking at my list again, it's the Village Cinema's Jam Factory screening on the 26th of July of Ice Age 4 Continental Drift.
And then Dandenong?
Yep, Reading Cinema's on the 31st of July, which is a Tuesday at 11 a.m.
And then you can find out more about the festival on artsaccess.com. Now, Ali, people can contact you, can't they, on 02-9212-6242 if they need any information, or info at mediaaccess.org.au.
That's right.
Thank you, Ali Woodford, for all of that today, and I'm sure we'll be talking again soon.
We will. Thanks, Roberta.
Ali is the Media Access Cinema and DVD Project Manager, and Media Access Australia are supporters of this program.